It's the 83rd episode of Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin. Woo-hoo-hoo. You sure it's the 83rd?
Yes, we have this discussion. Okay. Nope.
All right. I keep putting in the wrong numbers in the save file because there's the missing podcast that's not here. So, like, every time I make a new file, I just add one, and then it says...
Well, now you know. Next week, 84.
Even though the file name is 84?
Just type it 84X2. Oh,
man, this is so confusing.
Anyways, you know, we can rename the file. It's not like it's
permanent. But it's just confusing. I know. There's the missing podcast that's in there.
All right. So...
Okay, thanks for tuning in to the 82nd podcast.
Okay, 83rd.
Wait, we had really though 83. Okay,
so you and I were talking about this earlier, but yes. BlizzCon tickets went on sale this week and they sold out
pretty much immediately. Doing two sales. One yesterday, I think, which dates this podcast to the 5th. I think they're doing one on the 5th and one on the 9th or something like that.
Oh, so people have a second chance?
They have a second chance, yeah. So I think the first batch of tickets sold out, but not the...
You have another chance on Saturday, April 8th at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Is that what it is? Okay, see?
Yeah.
See? So after this podcast comes out, so it doesn't really matter.
Wait. What?
Hey, there's two dates. That's all I know. I don't remember what it's about.
What's the date?
I didn't look too closely at it.
Oh, you can, in addition... Tickets to a special pre-BlizzCon dinner will benefit Children's Hospital Orange County go on sale Wednesday, April 12th. That's why I was confused, because I was reading it on my phone, and I was like, why does it say sad Wednesday, April 12th? But I guess you can go to a fancy dinner. But, that's good, because a lot of people I was seeing online were pretty upset that...
That there was no more BlizzCon.
They were like, yeah.
Sold out.
I mean, people were... It was a situation of... Everybody's at their computer refreshing until...
You got to get that exclusive BlizzCon swag, though, so...
What?
That's why.
What? Do you get it if you enter the first time?
No, I'm confused. Just if you go to BlizzCon, you get exclusive stuff that only happens at BlizzCon.
Oh, like Overwatch skins and stuff like that. And
probably custom pets for your WoW characters and...
Custom pets?
Yeah, you didn't know that? They totally have, like, pets.
I want a pet...
It just follows you around, carries things for you, I think. I don't know if it has pocket slots or not, but I think it does.
It looks like they kind of cap out at around 25,000 to 27,000
at BlizzCon. That's at the LA or...
Anaheim, I think.
Oh, Anaheim.
I don't know.
It's one of those two down there. I forget which one it is.
Yes, Anaheim Convention Center. Hmm. Yes.
So that's where...
Where WonderCon was a couple weekends ago. So.
And where Anime Expo used to be.
It started there, yeah. Now it's in LA. Well, then that's good. I didn't know that there was going to be a second batch. So,
yeah.
Yo, people that missed out.
Am I right, though? I'm not misspreading.
Yes, there is a second batch. It said, I read an article that said the first batch sold out. There's another one on Saturday.
Gotcha.
So, there you go.
So, if you love
if
your
you
Blizzard,
have it, I mean, this podcast comes out on Friday, so it'll be.
You'll have one day.
It will probably have already happened by the time you listen to this. Okay, so last week we had a lot of comments on the PKS, which looked good.
Because we had forgotten, not forgotten.
We talked about a lot last
week.
We hadn't done one in a while, so everybody was like, yes.
They saved their questions up. There were question camels.
Thanks for being a question camel. Okay. What did you want to talk about today?
You said you had something for me. Yeah, okay. I do have something. But
we'll go back and forth.
We'll hamburger this.
Yes, because I don't want to just be reading comments.
You see how awesome we are? How well-planned these podcasts are? We're not doing it live and unscripted. We've written all this down and have a plan.
No.
Anyway, go on. Comments. Let's go.
Nick said, sorry about how long this is. I have so many opinions on this episode.
Oh, wow.
Heroes of Cosplay. Okay, so last week when we talked about that new cosplay show, Cosplay Melee, you said that it was very sci-fi. You said that it was very similar to Heroes of Cosplay.
Yes.
Just for reference, this is where this comment is going.
Okay.
Heroes of Cosplay is very different in that it's more about following cosplayers as they prepare for conventions and then enter the competition, but there's no time restraints. That said, they did really push the rushing to get done angle, and everybody had to enter the competition/masquerade. Overall, it's a great idea to me as I love the spirit of creating and going to cons and competing, but the drama was annoying and disappointing. So that's the difference, is Cosplay Melee is more of like a...
like a Project Runway one day Project thing, Runway versus
Face Off type, or not sure. Face Off, whatever. That, is that what it's called? Face Off?
Yes, know. Face Off's the other one.
Type show, and this one was like following, the other one was like following people a little bit. As for the convention holding the cosplay contest at 9 a.m., 9 a.m. is ridiculous, even if you're staying near the hotel, but if you're farther away, it could take an hour plus to get there, plus rarely anyone's there until about 11. The cosplay competition doesn't directly earn them money per se, but cosplayers are a large community and a draw to the convention. Spoilers about Ghost in the Shell. All right, people, you gotta, if you haven't watched the Ghost in the Shell, you have a spoiler. Yeah, okay, it's true that she's a robot and can be whatever race, and ScarJo is a big name that will bring in audiences, but one, Motoko, the major, was a Japanese girl who was put into a white robot body. Two, so that Scarlet didn't stand out, they made all the actual characters, scientists, etc., white, as well as with only Asian people in the background, and it's set in Japan. Three, in the third act especially, but also in general, it really diverges from the original, which is fine, as it's an adaptation, so divergence is expected, and it loses a lot of the original messages about technology, humanity, etc., making the overall takeaway message, putting a Japanese girl in a white robot body, is bad, which is honestly kind of hilarious to me. Anyway, all that aside, it could definitely be an enjoyable movie to people who are into action and cool visuals without thinking about it too deeply. I have heard a friend of mine went to see it last weekend and said it wasn't bad, like it wasn't like an awful movie, but it was something that, that maybe you shouldn't pay to see in the movie theaters. Just wait till it comes out on Blu-ray or digital, whatever.
So what I had to talk about is related to Ghost in the Shell.
Then,
so
then it's a good segue.
It is a perfect segue into what I was going to talk about. So yes, it has Ghost in the Shell has officially been released in theaters now, and it has been in theaters for a week. So opening weekend numbers are in.
Oh, it did poorly.
Yes. So the producers, producers estimated $110 million. Ghost in the Shell earned $21 million.
They estimated that? Really?
Yeah. Well, so it's not,
how much did it cost to make, does it say?
It does not. Well, I could
probably a lot. It was very
so it didn't miss the mark too much. We'll start with that.
Some of the stuff looked very beautiful, I will say that.
Right. So sorry, in North America it hit $21.9 million. So let's just say $22 million. And then worldwide it hit $62 million. So in total, it made
about
80,
half of what it was supposed to make.
No, it 80.
You said $111 million. Or something?
Yeah. So they were looking. They made 80.
I'm sorry. I wasn't total. Adding the two. Was,
83 million total. Their goal was 110. So it's 20
it's
million.
It's a failure in terms of investors.
Yeah, so the theater Paramount blames the whitewashing controversy. So what we talked about last week already. But and they're saying that because of it all, it influenced reviews and stuff, and they're not making people.
Well, of course it did.
Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, you can't. I don't know.
You don't know.
It's just, I mean, we've kind of talked about it before, and everybody's kind of said what they've said about it, and everybody kind of, like, most people kind of have the same opinion about this movie. It's not, there hasn't, I personally haven't seen anybody being like, I don't know.
It's not whitewashed.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's like said it wasn't, but it's rough. It's a rough, weird, especially that movie. It's such a weird in between thing. And I think Nick said it well. Like, sure, she's in a white like female robot body, but then like the secondary characters are all white, but they're supposed to be in Japan, and you know what I mean. It's just kind of weird.
I mean, and does it? And I don't want to say like, did they have to cast an Asian person for it? I don't think so. I mean, like it is an adaptation, but I mean, what is it? Will Smith? Was he one of the one last 2 years ago that was like, don't go to the Oscars because it's whitewashed?
That was
isn't
his
it?
Wife.
It was Jada Smith. Jada Pinkett Smith?
Yes.
The metal singer?
I think she used to be, but anyways. What are you saying?
Anyway, sorry. It's just, it, you know, it. I feel like it's a problem, but it's like the majority audience is
okay. As an Asian American, uh-huh. How do you feel about it?
You know, I feel like they could. Like, what is it? You know, what was it? On Funhouse, Raul was on one of their show. He was, he's an iZombie, and he was in the Tiger movie.
White Tiger? No, the one in the boat.
Life of Pi, yeah. Yes. So he was talking about it. And he was talking about, like, how he had, went before... You know, a couple years ago,
he's of Indian descent. Is he
Pakistani? Pakistani, I think something in that region. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, he was saying that like they only wanted like a couple years ago, all they ever called him in for was casting, you know,
like
stereotypical Indian person, or like. And he said this, and I'm quoting him on this. He's like, people thought they were being so revolutionary when they brought me in, and they said, "Okay, we need you to play an Indian man." Marrying a white girl. So apparently that happened multiple times for him and stuff like that. But, you know, I feel like, yes, there is a market out there for, you know, Asian actors. But, like Nick said, ScarJo is a big name, right? There are no, at this time, there are not many big name Asian female actors, actresses.
But then how do we, you know, how do we as, that, right? as a society or whatever change right. that to make it so there are big name Asian actresses and actors right. who can get the parts right. that deserve.
Because right now, I feel like, especially in the Asian community, it's mostly stereotypical roles, right? So like the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, like I forget what her name is, but the one Asian lady that plays her, she is in every. She plays like
the Memoirs of a Geisha Girl. Is that who you're talking about? The younger.
I'm thinking the older one, but she plays roughly the same character, even in traditional Chinese
just
movies.
Just a question: What Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is a Chinese produced movie, is it not?
I don't think so. I think it was like
it is.
Now
we're just getting weird.
Anyway,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So it's like it's, you know, you don't want to forcefully shoehorn, and I don't know if race should ever really play a card in there, but you know,
there
you don't,
need to what first needs to happen is there needs to be, you know. Of any race, but especially there's like you said, there's not a lot of Asians in the acting community,
right? Because there's that one Korean guy in a White House, a White Castle.
I forgot his name. I know
you're
talking
about both those guys actually.
But like they just need to be in roles that don't define them as Asian,
right? Exactly.
Just like they're just exactly. It doesn't.
People
you know
need
what I
to
mean?
Accept that you know I am. Asian American, but you know,
right.
I am.
They don't need
American.
To be a stereotype. They don't
exactly.
need to be anything. They just
exactly.
need to be a human.
I don't need to be an accountant. I don't need to be a cook. I can be anything. Let me do it, I guess.
But then you can't say like Asian actors can't play a cook.
Right. No, I'm not saying that, but that's a general stereotype, right? Like when you think of like, you know, especially in more rural areas, it's like, what do Asian people do? And it's gotta be cook. Or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, it'd be interesting. We'll see what happens. We're in a very interesting time. Like, Netflix is doing a good job at introducing minorities and females into, you know, leading roles.
Yep.
So, we'll see. I'm interested.
If anyone wants to, just a side note, has nothing to do with cosplay, and I'm sorry, we got kind of...
Well, entertainment aside. In general.
Yeah, but... Ali Wong, she has comedy, she has a comedy special on Netflix, and it's really funny, and a lot of it
is about... It's adult-ish humor, so...
it's adult, so don't watch it with your parents. But a lot of it, you know, she's Asian. Is she Chinese? Yeah.
Yes.
No. Wong?
No, she said something specifically in her bit. I forget what it is, but it doesn't matter.
But, I don't know, Kevin and I thought it was funny because it is a lot about being an Asian American and like how you can struggle with, you know, your parents being
more traditional than you.
Yeah. But then you being an American. I don't know, it's interesting. Yeah. And she's really funny and she's pregnant during it, so she makes it even more funny.
And yeah. And she writes for a show called Fresh Off the Boat.
Fresh
stuff
off the
like
boat.
That. So
yep.
Yeah, really funny.
Yeah.
Good show. We're not sponsored by Netflix. Could be, though. It would be nice if they had more anime.
Do they sponsor things?
I think they can, yeah. Why not? Throw like
$100
at
but like,
people.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody been like, Netflix, you know, like, hawking it out.
Yeah. Well, they probably need to take like the Coke strategy and just, you know, everybody knows about Coke. Everybody just has like a Coke in the background. Keep throwing billions of dollars into advertisement because just keep reminding people of it.
All right. Deathbrite says, so happy you guys are back. We're happy too, Deathbrite. Cosplay Melee changes every week and they put people together based on what they work on. People who do all armor all the time aren't going to be sewing or wig making.
That makes a lot of
sense.
That
being said, that's last week's theme. Today is the new episode and it will be number 3. The last one was Game of Thrones. It was pretty cool. And as for working time, they have, I think, 4 hours for the first part and then 2 days for the full build.
That makes a lot more sense. Sorry, yeah. See, I just watched a little bit of it, so.
Yeah, I just put it on while we were cleaning, and then Kevin was kind of, like, stopping by. So yeah. he got, like, the gist, like, most of it, and then I was watching the full thing. So, yeah, that does make a lot more sense to put people who have similar skills together.
Because it makes sense because everybody made armor that week and then the preview for the next week
and they
week
were all
the,
good at armor and I was like, what the f-?
Yeah, and then the next week was the weapons for
Game of Thrones. Just a preview part. I think that was like the first half, kind of like how they did the hats.
Gotcha. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Thank you, Deathbrite.
Yes, thank you. I just want to put a quick note in here. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by ourselves.
Oh, wow.
We're going to be in Dallas and Houston in May 12th through the 15th. Dallas is full now. That happened, like, I think right after the podcast last week. Mm-hmm. So it's full. So we only have Houston left. We have 3 spots in Houston left right now.
One got taken? Yes. So, okay. Yes, so 3 spots.
We have 3 spots in Houston. So if you live in the Houston or nearby area, and
you're willing to drive to Houston,
because someone is, go to elitecosplay.com/Texas2017. That's Texas 2017. You can read all the information there, because we're going to be there. Woo! Yeah, hopefully it won't be too hot.
Yeah. Or
it'll
humid.
Be toasty. Oh, it'll be humid. Don't you worry about that. Jinx Cosplay says, because we asked her opinion on what she thinks about Akon moving to Dallas-Fort Worth instead of... into Fort Worth instead of being in Dallas.
Dallas proper.
She said, okay, here are my official Akon thoughts since you asked for them. I don't personally mind the con moving to Fort Worth. Traffic generally isn't as terrible. Parking should be better and cheaper than the parking at... Okay. Do you know how to say that hotel name? Is it Anatole or Anatoli?
I thought it was Anatoli or Anatola or something like that. All right, we'll just go with it.
I'm just going to say Anatole, but that's probably wrong, and I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm pretty sure the entirety of the convention will be held at the Fort Worth Convention Center, not split up between hotels. There's several hotels that people are staying at in the area instead of the one main hotel. I think the main one is the Omni, but there are several. So maybe that's what people were talking about. Food options will be better since there are plenty of restaurants within walking distance.
Good.
I really loved the outdoor courtyard area at the Anatole, but now that that's gone, there wasn't really anywhere nice to shoot if you didn't want brick walls. There were plenty of really pretty places in the Anatole, but it was always too crowded to utilize, and some of the areas were blocked off because they didn't want people taking pictures there. There is a water garden right next to the Fort Worth Convention Center, which will be cool to take photos at, but we'll see how it is shooting there during the con, because I imagine a lot of people will be there. I think outside of the cosplay photo shoot aspect, which is normally all I really do nowadays, the actual con should be much more pleasant with the added space. Getting through certain areas was near impossible at times because of the crowds at the Anatole, so it was time for a bigger venue. There are always growing pains when a con moves to a new location, but I'm optimistic about it. Thank you for answering that question, Laura. It was very nice of you.
Yes, very detailed. And yes many
very
issues
thought out opinion.
Addressed. I totally forgot that there was no food.
Yeah, they had like this weird like
food truck
thing.
Yeah.
But like sometimes, I don't know, like...
You had to walk across the freeway. I forgot to get to like a Denny's or something. Oh, no, never mind.
It was on the backside, but it was...
There was like nothing.
It was far. It was very... Across it was mostly just hotels in the area. There wasn't like a lot of food. And they did have food trucks, kind of like a lot of cons do. But like, I don't know, if you don't want anything that the food trucks had, it was kind of a bummer. I don't know.
Yeah.
I, you know, like places like I don't know how a lot of people are, but like the like SakuraCon's not bad because it's in downtown Seattle, so you can have the food that's in the convention center, or you can boop around because you're literally in the center of the city, so you can just find like other places around. And Anime Expo is great too for food.
Yes.
God, downtown LA has the best food, guys.
It does. It
makes me fatter than I am. but yeah, that's a real bummer when you go to a con and it's kind of secluded a little bit and you're like, well, okay. And photo shoot spots are important.
Use Uber Eats or
get your food delivered.
Caviar, try caviar.
Yeah, was it
Bite Squad
or whatever?
Eat24.
Yeah, so we're
just
so
listing
many.
Off stuff just in case because we found out that a lot of people don't know about these things. So like, if you don't
who didn't
want,
know about it.
Just people in general, like I mean, you think about the number of times we've talked to cosplayers and been like Uber or Lyft, you know, you can get a ride to places. People just don't know about these things, so it's what is it, there's a great XKCD explaining these kinds of things, like 1 in 10,000 people find out something that the rest of the world already knew every day,
right?
And so it's like,
which hurts my face.
Yeah, it's like the Carmen bathroom story.
Should we tell that story?
I think we have. We've covered it before.
Oh, okay.
But we can just recap it real quick.
My friend, okay, we have a friend, Carmen, she's not in the cosplay world, but she's around. We were hanging out, me, Kevin, Carmen, and Carmen's boyfriend.
Fiance.
Carmen's fiance and Kevin went to go pee at the same time. And Carmen turns to me and says, wow, I'm surprised they want to be like near each other, like going to the bathroom. Like, I didn't think guys did that. And I was like, usually they don't, but I mean, it's kind of whatever, it doesn't matter. And she's like, I mean, like, don't they just like see each other's butts when they're peeing? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, they don't pull their pants all the way down when they pee. And she was like, what? They don't? How do they pee? And she had, I don't know, she had no idea that when guys use the urinal, they don't
pull their
pants all the way off.
Like, yes.
I don't know. I was just like, it was a really funny situation. She had no idea how dudes peed in public.
Yeah. So she thought we looked at each other's butts.
She thought there was just butts in the air.
Yeah.
But yes. I mean, she didn't know that. And that was something that I kind of thought, once you get to a certain age, is kind of common knowledge because you kind of figure it out, or
you
ask,
see it
you
on
kind
TV
of just
or something.
Like bluntly ask someone, like, how do you do it? That's what I did, I think. I was just like, how the flip do you pee? And then someone was like, here.
Let me show you, Holly.
No.
So you walk up. Anyway, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like 1 in 10,000 people find out something they never knew about. So it's like, you know.
I guess.
If you're at a con and there's nothing nearby. I mean, we've done it a few times where we just have food delivered because we're just so tired or too lazy to go and eat somewhere.
Yeah, if I've had a long day of shooting and then, you know, some of the shoots, especially in the summertime, we don't, since the sun sets a lot later, we don't, you know, the shoots go until 8, sometimes 9.
Yeah.
And so, like, we usually typically haven't eaten, like, a real dinner yet, so we'll eat after that, and I'm just tired, and I just want to stare blankly at a wall and eat food. Yeah, so we did it in Dallas and we've done it in a couple other cities.
Yeah.
I just get tired. I'm tired.
Yeah.
But
and room service is expensive. So
and
this
it's not
is
even that great
option.
Half the time.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just, I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, you had the picture pulled up there. I saw it.
Oh, no. Well.
Were you just goofing off?
No, I was looking at our cosplay's top post of the week, and this guy's going
is
for exactly what I want.
A male Zarya
from yes.
Overwatch, which I don't think I've personally seen before. It's pretty funny. He's bald and he has a pink beard and he's very muscular.
Very muscular.
It's perfect
it's a
for Zarya.
Well made gun too. Everything's well made.
Kevin has randomly told me he wants to cosplay Zarya every once in a while.
Yes, but
would
I have
you wear
to get
a wig?
Jacked. Yeah, it's a good question.
I think you'd have
I think
to.
I'd have
we
to.
Can't get your hair pink. I mean, my hair
I mean,
is the same hair color
yours
as
is
hers.
The right pink,
it's
yes.
the right pink, but we couldn't. I couldn't get you there. You'd be have to sit in that salon chair for like 13 hours,
yeah,
bleaching 5 times.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would do it though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got to get jacked for it. Jacked.
I know, she's pretty beefy.
Yeah. I need to bulk more weight.
Yes, Kevin
then
is.
Then I can yell, I can bench press more than
Kevin
you.
Kevin is cosplaying a Hanzo skin, yes. Hopefully, at Anime Expo, and he's trying to also get kind of jacked for that because Hanzo has It's a pretty big chest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he looks pretty good with only a quarter of a shirt on or something.
He's so. Got a boob poking out. Like, I don't get that outfit. It's just like everything's covered and then it's just like man boob.
Just shoots the breeze. I don't know.
And as with everything, yes, there is a female cosplay version of that that starts off normal and then gets NSFW.
What
if you want to look it up, of Hanzo. There's a female Hanzo.
Hard for me to picture, but I'll have to investigate.
It was covered, and then it eventually got.
Oh, okay. Okay, sure.
Because there's always a gender bend of any character that you ever want. Anyways, that's all I had.
That's all you had? Talk about the new Overwatch comic that came out.
I didn't read that.
You clicked through it and looked at the pictures.
I was just like clicking through all the things, and I was like, this is too slow because the speech bubbles come up with every click.
Right.
So I was getting pissed off.
Okay.
It's basically, what is it, like a flashback?
It's Tracer's origin stories on this one specifically.
Story, sorry.
There's already some, but this is just more. I don't follow the lore too much. It's on the loading screen.
But it had a lot of the characters were in it, and they were all, what is it, like 10 years younger or something?
This was like at the beginning of the crisis, yeah. So yeah. Or mid-crisis or whatever, because London is stubborn and doesn't want the help of the Overwatch people. Okay. So
if you want to see
there's the a new Overwatch comic characters out, if you haven't 10 seen
years
it already,
younger, you can go read it.
Well, and a new skin for Tracer.
Did they release it?
No, I don't think so. I haven't seen it yet.
It's like the Overwatch colors, right?
No, it's black and orange.
Isn't that the Overwatch colors? Black, white, and orange?
No.
Or is it blue?
The logo is just white. No.
Maybe I just see Overwatch paired with orange a lot. I don't know why.
Tracer's outfit is solid orange, but this one is more solid black with orange accent.
I don't know what I'm picturing right now.
Yeah, what are you seeing?
Anyways, I just want to talk about my cosplay struggles, though, really fast.
Okay, so, go for it.
I'm making Kevin a Geralt cosplay from Witcher 3. I'm making, for myself, I'm making Triss's outfit. You guys can look this up if you're not familiar. It's Triss's alternative outfit, so it's like a robe dress type thing. And I have to draft my own pattern, kind of. And this is my first time making my own pattern, pretty much. Like, I've adjusted other patterns to fit, like, whatever I needed, but this is like there's nothing similar to this, so I have to make it on my own, and I'm just like going crazy. Like,
it's looking good.
I just want, it's not like I feel like the proportions aren't right. I feel like there's like this one girl who has made this outfit before that kind of documented it, but she didn't document enough. She's like, I didn't take enough pictures. Oh well. And I'm like zooming
How
in
many
on her like
have you taken, Holly?
Crappy.
So you can
photo.
Fill in the blanks here. How many pictures have you taken?
Nothing, because nothing's happened. That's the problem. Nothing's happened. I'm staring at Sasha right now, my body form, and I have like half of a thing, but like the skirt bottom I feel like isn't big enough. I'm going crazy. Kevin's Geralt has been so easy for me. I'm just like,
la, 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 la.
I mean, it's been like regular cosplay difficulty where like, sure, you run into some crap that pisses you off and you have to fix or redo, but it's not the end of the world, and I've pretty much gotten it. But like this one, for me, I'm just like, I'm gonna die. Like, I want to suffocate myself in muslin right now.
And the best of fabrics.
Just die a little bit. Anyways,
much
I needed to bitch about that because I've been dealing with that this week, and it makes me sad. I'm sure you guys can relate. Anyways, that's all I got. It's been kind of a slow week in terms... I mean, the BlizzCon thing. Like, a lot of people are going to cons this weekend, like Anime Matsuris this weekend and stuff,
and
so...
Our SakuraCon is
next weekend. I'm excited to see everybody. There's a couple people coming up from out of town who is working with us, so we're really excited for that. We always love meeting and hanging out with old friends. So, anyways, that's it for the 83rd episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. Mm-hmm. If you live in the Texas area nearby, you can go to elitecosplay.com/Texas2017 and check out our Houston dates and information. And yeah, we'll see you guys, talk to you guys
later
next week.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.